The NBA regular season ends tonight, and so does the legendary career of Michael Jordan. No fooling this time. After two earlier retirements, the 40-year-old superstar will play one final game for the Washington Wizards, and then, he says, resume his job as a front office executive. Jordan led the Chicago Bulls to six NBA titles during the 1990s, a decade in which he established himself as the game's greatest player. With his many lucrative endorsements, he helped revolutionize sports marketing. While Jordan's stardom never waned, his final games offered a stripped-down version of a global superstar. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
What does a basketball player do for a final act after he's performed every imaginable trick on the court? How about altering time? Michael Jordan seemed to do that over the past couple of months during his final trip around the NBA. Michael, past and present, often would show up the same night. Pre-game, there'd be the middle-aged guy warming up in a Washington Wizards uniform. Up above on the arena's big screen, there'd be the young guy in Chicago Bulls red, white, and black, dazzling fans in a blizzard of highlights.
The inbound pass comes into Jordan. Here's Michael at the foul line. A shot on the Bulls win! They win! Set the Cleveland Cavaliers! Michael Jordan hits it at the foul line!
Jordan, open! Chicago with the lead! Timeout, Utah! 5.2 seconds left. Michael Jordan running on fumes with 45 points.
It's my privilege this evening, quite simply, to present Michael Jordan with his fifth NBA Most Valuable Player trophy.
Deal with Michael. Michael Jordan was number one in the Q factor in the world. And more people knew Michael Jordan than knew the Pope.
At Jordan's final game in Portland, Oregon last month, fans flocked to the Rose Garden Arena for one last look. Rick Williams came from Alaska with three friends, all of them undaunted by the fact that 40-year-old Michael was not going to be the Mike they saw on the video screen.
I don't expect to see a lot of the old stuff Michael used to do. You know, even as myself, as older as I get, things I can't even do. So I don't expect Michael to do the things he used to do.
At guard, number 23, Michael Jordan.
Jordan's pregame introduction triggered a minute and a half standing ovation in Portland. It was the same kind of reaction he got throughout the league in arenas where he had taken great pleasure in destroying the home team with his game-breaking skills. There were no lavish gifts on the farewell tour, mainly applause, which Jordan says meant even more.
Even on the road, they appreciated the way I played the game for years, and it's inspiring for me, you know, no matter how you look at it. It's a great way to lead the game. You know, they don't have to give me any presents or, you know, single me out. Just the respect that they pay me, it means a lot to me. And it helps me go out and do my job each and every day because I made a difference in someone's life.
While Jordan still had the power to inspire, it didn't work with his Washington teammates. Ultimately, he was frustrated by an underachieving group that apparently did not want to be like Mike. The Wizards failed to make the playoffs both years Jordan was in uniform. As much as he likes a challenge, he promises the comeback of 2 years ago is over.
The thing that I felt most about my coming back is that I have given everything to the game of basketball so the kids could take that. You know, my purpose for coming down here was to give a little bit left that I felt like I wanted to give. And now I feel like I've given it, and you know, they got to either accept it and play with it and understand it and run with it. I can't give any more.
Jordan ended up averaging 20 points and 6 rebounds a game. A picture from late in the season shows him diving for a loose ball and banging his chin hard on the court. The contrast is striking with the young Michael, who is often photographed flying through the air, the essence of power and grace. Once upon a time, he electrified the NBA like a rock star. This tour could have been called Michael Unplugged, where once reporters pressed him about gambling and marital problems and the wisdom of another comeback from retirement, this time they listened adoringly as he passed on wisdom about his sport. His departure from the NBA scene is a lot less perfect than it would have been had he retired for good after his storied jump shot against Utah in 1998 gave Chicago its sixth and final championship. But you get a sense Michael Jordan is okay with a basketball epitaph that says after he was the greatest, he played a bit more, and he played well. Tom Goldman, NPR News.